Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yes, it is Clips of the Week time. And Andy. Oh, there it is. Yeah, Clips of the Week time. We're good friends at Tool Station. And Andy, would you care to kick us off?
I'd love to. And we kick off with Alan Brazil on Breakfast, introducing a Dutch guest on Arne Slot.
With a fee closer to around £9 million expected to be enough to secure the 45-year-old, let's find out more about and speak to Dutch football expert Dennis Kranenberger. Dennis, very, very good morning.
Good morning, Dennis.
He didn't want to take on Kranenberger again, did he?
Kranenberger. I'm sure he's been on holiday to France.
Yes, he does love a Kranenberger, but not so much a Kranenberger. I'm staying with Dutch football experts. We were joined by Steven Kooijman to also discuss the incoming Liverpool manager, and he appeared to let himself down a bit towards the end of the chat.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. We know him quite a bit and know Feyenoord as well. They're looking already looking for a new manager. No, it's a done deal. Yeah.
What was that, Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Thought we got away with it, didn't we? We got away with it.
Not ideal, really.
Anyway, time now for the TalkSport Caller of the Week to Jim White.
The United you're watching, and whether or not they even deserve to be there. Pete, you are there. You're a United fan. Simon is with me alongside Graham. What do you want to say?
Dave?
Are you Dave or Pete? He hung up.
Talk Sport, Caller of the Week.
Was he Dave or Steve? Who
we'll
was
never
it?
Know.
We'll never know.
100 quid's worth of vouchers winging their way to him.
Yeah. Staying with Jim and Simon's show, they had a top boxing guest join them this week, and it seemed he wasn't a big fan of Jim's.
And I am delighted to say Jack Cattrall joins us live on the show this lunchtime. Jack, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Good afternoon, Simon. Good afternoon, Jordan. You okay, Jim?
Good. Thank you very much indeed.
That's two people in one.
He'd absolutely love that. So it's Simon's dream if the show is Simon and Jordan. It's his dream, isn't it? And we were shocked to hear Alan Brazil reveal this to Gabby Agbonlahor on Breakfast.
Sometimes. My window cleaner came round the other day, right?
Yeah.
And
was it him?
Jill says, she said, oh, his wife's just had 5 little cockapoo puppies.
Yeah.
I went, really?
Yeah, I think I'd have the same reaction.
It's one for the Guinness Book of Records.
Can I make the papers, that? See that in the Star.
Incredible.
Definitely the Sport.
Actually, Alan and Gabby's conversations went in many unlikely directions this week.
Oh, they did.
National laboratories all send their timekeeping to the International Bureau of Weights and Measures in Paris, which then creates a weighted average. The time, therefore, is a human construct.
No, I'm not having it. Not having it. That's rubbish.
Alan's reaction is like saying, you know, he's not world class. But it's like Albert Einstein, wasn't it? Also, why does Gabby pronounce the word
laboratory?
Laboratories like lavatory.
No idea.
It was very strange, wasn't it?
It was great, wasn't it? Yeah. Staying with Alan, here he is with this week's Carry On Talk Sport.
I think Ray was telling me, Ray Parler, Wenger first day, out came the balls. Unbelievable how it's changed.
Their dream.
Yeah, what a dream. Dream I particularly want to have. And there was surprise golf news earlier today from Will Hobbs.
and potential relief for Europe's Ryder Cup squad ahead of their title defence next summer. The new DP Tour boss says there's no need to bar LIV players John Rahm and Ricky Hatton from competing.
Ricky Hatton never even
could be useful for the American crowd kick-off.
There's only one at the Ryder Cup. That would be fantastic, wouldn't it? Yeah. Just time to get everything you need to know about the championship title race running, clearly explained by newsreader Craig Wakelin.
Leicester outclassed Southampton 5-0 to make a massive step towards promotion. Abdul Fatou scored a hat-trick at the King Power. The win means they'll be promoted on Friday should Leeds lose at QPR on that day.
That day,
that
yeah.
day, because you can't say Friday twice.
Can't say Friday. Friday was a bit Count Arthur Strong, wasn't it? And finally, Andy.
It's a Spurs caller taking Martin Keown to task.
Martin, you've got ideas of grandeur if you think that that's what Spurs want. You know, Spurs want to win.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you really want. Go on. 3 points.
Oh, yes. Well, we thought, you know, obvious, okay, really. We're splitting hairs here, but we heard it and we thought, you know what, that's close enough.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you really want. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you really, really want. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you really, really want.
He's definitely scary, Bryce Martin.
Yeah. Yeah, but with a reducer, two-footed on, you definitely would be, wouldn't he? So there we are. There's the clips of the week. We should thank Lee Jensen, David Clark, Jay, Raja in Durham, Rob Hillary, the Duke of Knutsford, Alan Jenkins, Hendo in Essex, Old Clumsy, Mark Sight. I was a bit worried about that one. I thought it was a bit of a Moe's Tavern, but I don't know why.
No, it's
Oscar
fine.
Oscar from Fulham, Nick and the Reverend Ruthless has managed to squeeze himself in there somehow.
Well done.
So if you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please do send it into us, talksport.com/H&J. You can text it to 81089. You can tweet it to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. We'd need a day and a time when you heard it go out, and if it's played, you will get a credit. If you want to hear them back, they'll be available as a podcast in the next 15, 20 minutes or so, along with the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. There's an old back catalogue as well of previous clips and best of shows, H&J Daily shows, that you can go and check out at your leisure. And don't forget the H&J Apple podcast, the extra ones we do, free to try for a month, $2.99 after that. A deep dive into an aspect of Clips of the Week, plus Andy's mad ramblings. We fairly freeform chat.
It was funny
freeform chat we had this week.
It.
So yeah, if you'd like to go and check those out, you can try it for now if you're on Apple, and then if you like it, $2.99 a month. And you get ad-free listening on all the other TalkSport podcasts. You go and download the app for all of our excellent podcasts and to listen to the sister stations as well.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.